Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
John Jastrzemski! Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
10:04 here on this Friday evening. Just getting warmed up. A little late happy hour with JJ Jastrzemski. We're right here on the Fan. Get aboard at 877-337-6666. And we're going to welcome in a guy who was a part of the last World Championship with the New York Yankees. And I know Yankee fans are not used to over a decade, you know, waiting for that next one to come. But this guy's done some great work doing all the pre and post stuff for the Los Angeles Dodgers. He's a very bright baseball mind. And we welcome in the former Yankee, the longtime infielder, utility man extraordinaire, Jerry Hairston Jr. Jerry, it's John Jastrzemski. What's happening, bro? How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, man. That's quite an introduction. I appreciate it.
You know, Jerry, it's crazy to say, man, there are a whole lot of Yankee fans who are listening right now saying, hey, I remember Jerry Hairston as a part of that 09 team. I remember that game 2 against the Angels. I remember him starting for Nick Swisher in game 2 of the World Series. And Yankee fans aren't used to going a decade plus without a title. But Jerry, I'm kind of in this bowl right now where that 09 team, I always love you guys, but I think I love you guys even more now because of this title drought.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. I remember being a part of that ball club and listening to Derek talk and Jorge Posada, Andy Pettit, and Mariano Rivera saying, hey, you can't take these opportunities for granted, because as much as they won, you know, that core four did in New York, it's so hard to win. And you realize that as a ball player. You know, I played with Ken Griffey Jr. He never won a World Series. I played against Barry Bonds. He never won a World Series. So you start to really appreciate those opportunities. You can't let them go to waste. And I know the Yankee fans are used to winning titles, not just getting to the World Series, but winning them. They certainly have the team and the talent to do so. I think the biggest key for them is staying healthy. You know, last couple of years, they've had a hard time keeping their star players healthy. If they stay healthy, they definitely have a great shot to get to the World Series.
Jerry, before we get to the current team and the Dodgers and all the craziness involving Trevor Bauer, you go back to that 09 season. You come in at the trade deadline. Do you have a moment that kind of stands out above the rest, a favorite game you played in, a favorite moment you were a part of where it's like, wow, I'm a part of this special, great Yankee team that, like, you know, 10-plus years later you look back on, it brings a smile to your face?
You know, I just remember coming up with the Orioles in 98, 99. That was their run, you know. And I remember just getting our butts beat just about every night, so hard to overcome that great team. And then finally be a part of that team and meeting Mariano Rivera. He's the first guy I saw in the clubhouse when I got traded. And he said to me, he came up to me, he said, hey, welcome home. And that to me meant a lot. You know, a guy like Mariano Rivera coming up to me and saying, hey, welcome home. And all those guys, they welcomed me with open arms. They made me feel like I've been a part of that ball club since day one. And they kept telling me, hey, you're going to do something to help us win. you know, and, you know, it's just a bunch of great guys. I loved being a part of that team, that clubhouse, great leadership. But I remember being in game six of the World Series, you know, playing in left field. Johnny had tweaked his calf, and I went in there for him in game six. And I remember, I think we had a 4-run lead, and Mariano Rivera came in the eighth inning, and I remember, you know, being in the outfield saying, "It's a wrap, guys, game over." They ain't scoring 4 runs off Mariano Rivera. That ain't happening. So I remember being so confident and really taking it all in. And I remember my grandfather didn't have the opportunity that I had. My dad really didn't have a chance to play in a World Series. And I was very appreciative. I made sure to take in that moment in that new Yankee Stadium and enjoy it with the fans.
It's a pretty cool feeling, though. Mariano's on the mound. You got a 4-1 lead in a clinching game. You ain't kidding, Terry Ashton. You expect to win that one. I understand that confidence and that bravado. And speaking of that confidence, I'm sure you're dealing with a whole lot of Dodger fans right now who are taking that confidence to a different level because they finally got the monkey off their back. They win a world championship, and now they go and get Trevor Bauer in the offseason. So, Jerry, you're very tight with that organization. You know what goes on there. Were a whole lot of people in La La Land expecting that a big splash was coming this offseason, or did it come as a surprise?
It didn't come as a surprise because we know being, you know, with the Dodgers the last couple of years, they've always made moves to better the ball club. You know, acquiring a Manny Machado at the deadline, a Rich Hill at the deadline from Oakland when he was having a career year. So they've always made moves to better their ball club. And, you know, it's amazing. Mr. Walter and that group are very aggressive. If they have a chance to go make a splash, they're going to go do it. Just last offseason, they traded for Mookie Betts. In my opinion, outside of Mike Trout, maybe the best all-around player in the game today. You know, so they always are aggressive, very similar to what the Yankees have been the last 3 or 4 decades with the Steinbrenners at the helm. You know, so that's what they're looking to do. When you have a chance to win, you seize the day and get impact players. And the Dodgers have done a great job of doing that.
And, Jerry, I think for Trevor Bauer's sake, Los Angeles is the perfect place for him to be. Like, I know we spent a lot of time talking about the Dodgers or maybe the New York Mets as his other suitor. He goes to a team that won the World Series. They got Clayton Kershaw in that rotation. They got Walker Buehler, who's an absolute stud. They just took care of him. He doesn't have to be the guy in the dude. Yeah. He loves Southern California. I think on a short-term deal, he's the perfect fit. Do you think the Dodgers are a much better fit for Trevor Bauer as opposed to coming here to New York?
I absolutely do. And, you know, the Dodgers welcome him and his personality. And that's the one thing they're going to let him know. Hey, we want you to be yourself. You know, we know you take the ball every fifth day. You want to eat up innings, which will help our bullpen. You want to be that guy. Continue being that character, being that personality, because that clubhouse, very similar to the Yankees with Jeter and Posada, they can handle all sorts of personalities. You know, they got great leadership with Clayton Kershaw. Dave Roberts does an incredible job communicating. So they're going to allow Trevor Bauer to be himself. On the flip side, you know, when you enter a clubhouse, when it's a winning atmosphere, you don't want to ruffle any feathers. You know, you don't want to be that guy to mess up the chemistry. So Trevor Bauer is a very smart guy. He understands the clubhouse he's going into with Clayton Kershaw, who's an icon in Los Angeles. He's not going to ruffle any feathers. He's a Los Angeles native. He understands what it means to put on that Dodger uniform. So I really believe you're going to see the very best of Trevor Bauer, not just on the field, but off the field as well.
Jerry Hairston, Dodgers analyst, former 2009 World Series champ with the Yanks. He joins us here on The Fan. Jerry, from a Dodgers standpoint, you think Mookie Betts was the difference in them winning a World Championship? I sure do. I mean, he was off the charts in so many of the little things. Like, we know he's a great hitter. We know he's a super athlete, and he's an easy guy to root for. His defense, bro, in that NLCS against the Atlanta Braves, I mean, he put on such a show. I looked at him as the missing piece. Did most of Los Angeles feel the exact same way?
Absolutely. He was not only the missing piece, you know, he provided confidence to that entire clubhouse. You know, Austin Barnes, who struggled with his bat, you know, the last couple of years, you know, Austin sometimes would hit ninth and Mookie would lead off. And Mookie Betts helped him with his hitting. And Austin really turned the corner with the bat. He instilled confidence in the guys. He would help them have different types of teaching moments during the game, in the film room. And listen, I've grown up around this game of baseball. I've seen all types of players. I played with G, A-Rod. I played against Barry Bonds. I played with Ken Griffey Jr., Sammy Sosa, and Cal Ripken Jr. Probably Mookie Betts is the most skilled player. He's not the greatest player I've ever seen. Maybe not yet. He's on that path. But he's the most skilled player I've ever seen as far as running the bases, having anticipation, going to home plate from third base, stretching a single into a double or a triple. This guy plays the game the right way. Defensively in right field, he's the best right fielder I've ever seen. Now, I've never seen Roberto Clemente live. I heard he was unbelievable. But with my eyes, I've never seen a better right fielder get into balls, throwing guys out accurately than Mookie Betts. He is better than advertised. I am shocked the Red Sox let him go.
Yeah, I'm happy about it, to be honest with you. I don't have to deal with Mookie Betts 18 times playing against my beloved New York Yankees. Jerry, I'm very grateful they decided to make that decision. And we'll see if the Yankees and the Dodgers reacquaint maybe in a World Series this year. That would be awfully nice. You know, one note on Kershaw. He heard for years, couldn't win the big one, couldn't deliver in the postseason. I'm sure a weight had to be lifted off his shoulders. Not only the Dodgers winning, Jerry, but the idea that he was a major part of it. Could you get that sense in talking to Clayton Kershaw after they ended up bringing home the championship?
You know, I was a teammate with Kersh in 12 and 13. We're still pretty close. We still text. We're part of a pretty big chain of former players with Clayton. Listen, even though they have different personalities, when it comes to winning, him and Derek Jeter are very similar, okay? It's either you win it all or you don't win. There's no, let's just get to the World Series, let's just get to the playoffs. No, they don't believe in that. You have to win it all. So it has eaten at him the last several years that they haven't closed the deal and they haven't become world champions. And it means a lot to him that not only that they won, but he was a big part of it. We don't win the World Series without Clayton Kershaw dealing in the postseason. And I am so happy that he was able to perform extremely well. You could have made a case that he was the MVP of the World Series if it wasn't for Corey Seager going nuts in the playoffs. Clayton Kershaw was that important for us winning the World Series. And I am so happy that he was able to get that monkey off his back.
Speaking of a guy that was very helpful and, you know, allowing the Dodgers to go and win a World Series, Justin Turner. You talk about a guy, Jerry, that's so much better than the numbers. He's so much better than the numbers. And he was somebody that, you know, in a big situation, game on the line, couple of runners on base, you want him up at the dish. Dodgers bringing this guy back, right? Like, there's no way in the world he's going to be an ex-Dodger, right?
Well, I mean, you would think. I would hope he'd come back. I know the Dodgers want him back. I know Justin Turner would like to come back. But, you know, in the free agent world, anything can happen. The Mets are still out there looking for a right-handed hitter. I know the Brewers are looking for an impact bat as well. And a couple other ball clubs are looking for a guy like Justin Turner. He is a guy that you want in the clubhouse. He's a leader. He knows how to play the game. And he has the perfect heartbeat in the postseason. He understands big game situations. And he understands what it takes to win. And I'm hoping he's a Dodger once again, and because he's an impact player.
Jared, National League is going to be fun, man. I mean, you think about your division. You got the Dodgers, and then you got the Padres loading up. They get Snell. They get Darvish. They got all these young studs. They played L.A. in the postseason. Braves gave them a hell of a championship series, pushing it to seven games. And I know I'm dealing with a whole lot of Mets fans who are giddy about where their franchise is headed. It ain't going to be an easy road for the Dodgers trying to get back to the World Series now.
You know, and that's why I think they went out and got Trevor Bauer. You never want to sit on your laurels, and you never want to, you know, say, hey, we're good enough. You always want to push the envelope and get as much talent as possible because you know it's going to be hard to repeat. Everybody's gunning for you. And that's why those Yankee teams that three-peated was special, man. Everybody's gunning for you every single night. It is so hard to repeat, let alone three-peat. And the Dodgers understand that. Padres have gotten better. The Atlanta Braves are going to be healthy. Last year, they weren't really healthy. They lost a couple guys in the rotation. Now they're fully healthy. I think another year of experience is going to really benefit them. They're going to be tough to beat. And there's always a team, maybe the Mets, that, you know, not only make another splash in the offseason, but you got the trade deadline. You know, trade deadline, you're always looking to better your team. So I anticipate the Mets being there in the end as well.
Wow, I think a lot of people in the audience right now are going to like the sound of that. Is there one main threat, though, Jerry, that you're looking at from a Dodgers standpoint in the NL? One team that kind of maybe stands above the rest?
I would say the Padres, because the familiarity. You know, you face that team 19 times. They know you. For the last, you know, 3 or 4 years, you've gotten your butt kicked by the Dodgers. So they got a little chip on their shoulder. That kid at shortstop, Fernando Tatis Jr., is as good as it gets. Machado's a stud. Eric Hosmer, I've always loved his game. He's a great leader. So that team, with their pitching staff, is going to be tough to beat. But I think the Dodgers understand that and look forward to the challenge.
Jerry, final one. I appreciate the time. It was a weird year. You know, 2020, the Dodgers win the World Series. They can't be in front of the Chavez Ravine faithful. What are you looking forward to the most for your return at some point in 2021, whenever that's going to be at Dodger Stadium and having some people in the stands? Is there one thing you're really looking forward to above anything else?
You know, we're so fortunate to play this game and to be around great fans, Yankee fans, second to none, Dodger fans, second to none. And you really miss the atmosphere. 60,000 fans chanting, being there, anticipating every single pitch. I'm going to miss the energy. I'm going to look forward to the energy being back at Dodger Stadium, really being back at all ballparks. And I think the fans, when they come back, they're not going to take it for granted. And I can't wait to have fans back in the stadium.
Well, Jerry, I think that speaks to a whole lot of folks who are listening right now, itching to get back to Yankee Stadium, Citi Field, Dodger Stadium. And sign me up right now for a trip out to Dodger Stadium for maybe a Yankee-Dodger World Series. I think there are a lot of people who would like the sound of that, dude.
And let me tell you something. I was supposed to play golf with Aaron Hicks today. He chickened out.
Oh, good luck keeping up with that guy, Jerry. Yeah. I know you're a stud, and I know you're probably hitting it good. Have you seen that guy's Instagram? I mean, holy moly, with those golf shots.
We play often here in Scottsdale. I live in Scottsdale, so does Aaron. I beat up on his brother, Joe Hicks, his older brother, today. Aaron was supposed to play with us, but he chickened out. He's focused, though. He's getting ready to go to camp. So I'm hoping it's a Yankees-Dodgers World Series. I think baseball and the sports world would love to see that.
Jerry, thank you so much for the time, man. Hit him straight on the golf course. We got a foot of snow here in New York, so we're still digging out, man. That's why you're in Scottsdale. You know what's up. Appreciate it, man. Have a good weekend, all right?
Anytime, brother.
There you have it. That's Jerry Hairston, the former Yankee Dodger analyst. He's living in Scottsdale. He's a lot smarter than us. Let's put it that way. He's got a lot more money than us. He's a lot smarter than us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.